Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Barber Zone Blog Talk Radio Show. Enter the Barber Zone. That's going to be the name for the now. We're just going to be Enter the Barber Zone. Keep it simple. But welcome to blogtalkradio.com/barberzone. It's your host, Chavez Moman, coming live from the Barber Zone Barber Studio, 2505 Parsons Avenue on the south side of Columbus, Ohio. Find us at www.barberzone.org. Check out the website. You can make appointments online, pay for your services online. Find our Facebook page, our Twitter page, links to different events, to the retail page where you can get the new Barber Zone haircut posters. Got the design chart and also the hair and style chart. Also get linked up with the Barber Zone clothing, where you can get clothing that represents the trade that you love every day. All right, got the show today. Really no specific topic. Been doing a lot of running, you know, shop business, you know, home business. So just been doing a lot of running. So we're going to see who we got calling in today. We're going to go on the show just like that. You know, we'll find a topic. You know, we could talk about what's going on in the Congress right now with that good old health care bill, how it's going to affect us barbers and stylists. So, you know, that might be a good thing to talk about today. But, you know, before we get started, you know what we got to do, man. We got to give a shout out to the man upstairs, our Heavenly Father God, you know, for waking us up today. So, you know, thank you, Father, for another day, another opportunity, another blessing. I come to you in appreciation and giving thanks for all that you've done for me, all that you're doing for me, and all that you will do for me. I just thank you for this blessing of this show that you've given to me, that I may use this as a tool, a positive tool of information and spreading the good word that we do all day in the Barber and Beauty Shop. So, Father, I just thank you for every step that you allow me to take. Bless me that when I fall down, that I'm able to get right back up with a new thought, a new vision, a new outlook on life. So touch my soul, touch the souls of everybody that's on this line that we come in contact with, that we bring not damnation to their souls, but celebration and good life. So, Father, all these blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' name, amen. All righty. Back to the show. We got CNN right now. They're talking about the health care reform bill. President Obama has you know, spearheaded, and that they passed in the House. Now, you know, have to go on to the Senate so we can get their approval so we can start getting some health care for everybody in the United States, in this country that we love, that we work for every day. But then we don't have health care, or, you know, we get a condition and we switch jobs and or switch insurance companies, and since we already got this pre-existing condition, they won't cover us, or, you know, you got to pay enormous amounts of premiums and deductibles and everything. So hopefully this will help us out a little bit, give us a you know, peace of mind that we can go to the doctor, get those things taken care of that come up in our lives, and that we won't be afraid to go to the doctor, because a lot of people are afraid to go to the doctor, you know, one, because of the health care, or two, because of other situations. You know, I'm in a shop, so I got to get this call. 1 second. Barbershop. Hello? Yes, sir. Yeah. I'm here. I'm at the shop. All right. All right, so sorry about that. You know, that was a customer calling in, seeing if I was at the shop. You know, I told y'all we got all this crazy construction in front of the shop. So, actually, the street, Parsons Avenue, where I'm at, is actually shut down. do not enter road closed signs on two ends. So I have no flowing traffic in front of the shop. So, you know, basically living off the advertisement, off our clientele. You know, no brand new walk-ins right now. So that's kind of, you know, that's kind of hard on brother's pockets, but, you know, that's why we got to say them good prayers every day and keep it moving. So back to what we're talking about, the health care. What does that mean? How does that affect you? How does that affect your household, your business? So, you know, that's what we got to look at. And, you know, a lot of these things, some things will be effective immediately. Other things won't. They come in the next 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 years. So, you know, plan it out. Look into it yourself. I really, really haven't looked into it in depth. You know, now that we have passed it out, you know, I'm going to have to look into it some more. So we'll talk about it some more on the show and, you know, bring it to you, keep you abreast on what's going on. So, but before we get too far, let's talk about some of the events that's coming up. We've got a lot of shows coming up here, but one that we have going on in Columbus, it'll be the Barbers International Conference will be here May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, Columbus, Ohio, at the Embassy Suites Airport. You know, visit barberinternational.com for all the information. You know, the 5th annual conference, we've got tours to the Barber Museum and the Barbers Hall of Fame. We're gonna have one of the guest speakers to be my man, celebrity barber Mr. Curtis Smith, you know, of Exotic Products. Check him out. Twitter, MySpace. Check out the Exotic Products. Hot. I got them here in the shop. The Sweet Jamila and the Shave Therapy. You know, check it out. Excellent product. So, you know, we got a few things going on. We got classes. Anderson will be in the building. You know, they'll have a lot of advanced classes, some new products, you know, hair replacement information, healthcare information for barbers, and you know, a lot of things that we need. So, but one of the highlights is going to be we're going to tour the National Barber Museum. Mr. Ed Jeffers, God rest his soul. One of the long-term members of the Ohio Barber Board here, you know, where we had to go through and get our license, keep our barbershop regulations and everything correct. So he was this was his vision. It's an excellent, excellent, excellent exhibition of barbering, what we've been through for years from the very beginning to where we're at now. So that's going on. We're going to have some classes. I know my man Roger Samuels, who was on the show last week, he's going to be here. I'm sure he'll be teaching the class, you know, sharing his information. So it's going to be hot. But if you're coming, you got to come in a day early, man, because it's my birthday. My birthday weekend. Birthday is April 29th. That Wednesday, that Thursday, I'm sorry, because on April 30th, we'll be having the Barber Bowl Off. Yeah, the Barber Bowl Off. We're taking it to the bowling alley, Eastland Bowling Lane, Refugee Road, Columbus, Ohio. From 10 to 2, $10. We got the Barber Love price, man, $10. Unlimited bowling, shoes included, and with that, East Lane, going to get a large pizza and, you know, a soda, whatever. So, you know, it's going to be a bar. We're going to have music going on. We're going to have some giveaways, some prizes. You know, just had, check my Facebook, just had my man Ivan Zut, you know, the Clipper guy, just put a little bet out there, a little sponsorship from Andes. you know, they're going to give up a set of the BGR blades. A set of the detachable blades. I believe it's like a set of six to the team with the highest score. So, you know, y'all out there, get y'all bowling team together, set y'all ringers up, you know, hit me up. Putting the Barber Zone team together because, you know, we got to be in there. We got to be in the building holding it down. So hit me up on Facebook, man, Barber Zone Barber Studio or Chavez Moment, C-A-T-V-E-Z-M-O-M-A-N. And, you know, hit the Facebook page. Check out the events. Come on out, man. It's going to be a real fun time, a little jump off to the Barber International Weekend. So, you know, we're going to have a lot of fun out there, man. Get it in. Barber love. Stylist, you welcome also. You know, bring your friends, bring your family. Come hang out with the barbers for the evening. But no, don't forget to go and register at barberinternational.com to attend the 5th annual Barber Conference. You know, it's going to be, have some competitions, you know, some student competitions, some professional competitions, some regular traditional haircuts, and then, you know, like some fantasy, the crazy design thing like you see us do. So check it out. Go ahead and get registered. Don't miss it. It's going to be hot. I'm going to see if I can get, since y'all coming to my city, I got to see if I can get some other things set up, some extra added attractions. So, you know, come on out because on Saturday, the 1st, May 1st, from 8 to 10, we'll have a meet and greet. You know, you come out, they got entertainment, get to see all the vendors. Come back on Tuesday from 9 to 4, hit the trade floor. You know, I'll be there, I'll have a booth, working things out, see about teaching a class, you know, bring some of this information that I have that I'm dropping on this show, bring it out to the class, you know, and it's, then we had a competition that night, just Sunday night, from 7 to 9, barber competitions. See where your clipper skills is at, you know. Show up, Columbus. They got it. They bringing the show here. It's a smaller one, so you know if we show up to the smaller one, I'm sure we'll be able to get us a big one. So come on out, man. Don't slip. Don't miss this. Then come back on Monday, you know, do the Barber Museum and the Barber Hall of Fame tours. You know, they starting like 8:30 in the morning. They're going to top them off till, you know, right about 11:30, 12 o'clock. So it should be a nice day, man. Nice weekend for the barbers. Come on in, check us out, you know, spread a little bit of barber love. You know, hopefully we can get everybody out. Hopefully we can get some of the major league people out here. Curtis to be here, you know, get some of the other people that we've had on the show. You know, I know the Anders team will be in the building. See if we can get some representatives from Walls. I know the Cloak of Cape people will be here. Organic Roots will be here. Let me think. Who else? The Ohio Barber Association, the Indiana Barber Association, my man Chris and Rhoda with the network of Christian Salon Professionals. They'll be in the building so you can find out how to make your shop a more, you know, Christian based, more family oriented shop. So it's gonna be a lot of things going on, man. It's gonna be a lot of things going on that weekend. You know, a lot of good people be in the area, you know, a lot of people from around the country. Cause you know, I'm checking up. Trying to check the Facebook page right now. Look like we got like 70 people signed up for the for the bowling thing. So that's gonna be real hot, man. So got somebody on here on Facebook hit me up with website joint. This is the website. Nah, I'm not working with that. Let me check this bowling, see what we got going on. You know, come on out, man. It's going to be hot. I want to mention my man again. You know, it's Mr. Al Edmonds came up with the Barbershop Cookbook. Y'all check this out, man. It's excellent. The Barbershop Cookbook from Cut Above the Rest Barbershop, Columbus, Ohio. You know, right in the heart of where it all goes down, Mount Vernon Avenue. You know, big up to Al for all he's doing in the community. Been doing it for a long time, you know, just keep it moving, big guy. So, you know, he's got an excellent cookbook. Hey, but one thing I see that he's got that's in here, it's a bookmark. And it says the Black Barbershop. The Black Barbershop, where you're welcome with a what's up. The Black Barbershop, where you see pictures of legends from MJ, Cameron, the cleanup boy. The Black Barbershop, where fathers smile at their son's first haircut. The Black Barbershop, where boys become men. The Black Barbershop, where moms send their boys for the $5 special. The Black Barbershop, a shelter from all issues of society. The Black Barbershop, where everybody has all the answers. In the Black Barbershop, where the men laugh and the men cry together. The Black Barbershop, where friendships are made. The Black Barbershop, where the community issues are discussed. The Black Barbershop, the cornerstone of the community. The Black Barbershop, where recipes are shared. From Big Al. The dream of Big Al Edmondson. Hey, amen. Hit that brother up. 614-554-8108. Got to get you one of these cookbooks, man. It's a great idea. I'm sorry. I gave you the wrong phone number. I'm sorry. Gave you the wrong phone number. The correct phone number is 614-235-8820. Again, 614-253-8820. Or you can email them at edmondsonenterprises@yahoo.com. Or check him out at Al Edmonds on Facebook. So, you know, excellent job this brother did. I believe he said he's got a barcode on here going for $10. So that means he's got big visions of putting, you know, with a barcode, put it right in the stores, whatever stores you want. So, positive move right there. I'm proud of you, big guy. All right. Let's see here. Let's check this line, man. See if we got somebody on the line that's joining us on the show today. Let me see. I got too many windows open right now. Nope. All right. Yeah, y'all been updating the website. So check out the website, ChavezMoment.com, barberzone.org. You know, I've been working hard trying to get these things updated. I'm going to add a new part to the website. It's going to be events, to where you can just click right onto the website, see what we got going on, see where we're going to attend, see where we'll be next. So, you know, we can run into you, say hi, shake your hand, give you a little barber love. You know how we do it. So, you know, be sure, you know, if you missed this show live, you can always check the old shows out. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/barberzone. It'll give you the list of all the old shows. And also, you can save them onto your iTunes. So you can go hit them up on your iPod or whatever, your iTouch, your iPad, you know, whatever you got, man. Download us. You can take us wherever, you know. Hit us on the plane or while you're making that ride. Come get some of this barber love, man. You know, and hit me up at info@chavezmoment.com. That's info@chavezmoment.com. ChavezMoment.com. You know, let me know what you think about the show, some suggestions. You know, you want to show some love, even a little criticism. I take that too, you know. hit me up. Let me know what you're thinking. You know, or while you're on the computer right now, check out that Barber Zone clothing, man. Get your barber love T-shirts and apparel. Let people know. First of all, you're a barber. You out there spreading the love, man. You know, we wear any type of other T-shirts with derogatory or profane language on it or whatever. It's something that's going to help you make some money, man. Something that spreads what you believe in, you know, the barbershop. Like I just read, the cornerstone of the neighborhood. You know, go and check it out. I got other things, you know. The good old can't knock your hustle. This is one hustle we can't knock, man. It's the oldest legal profession in the world. Can't knock it. So grab some of that apparel. Grab some of them T-shirts and sweatshirts, ball caps. You know, you can even get a little license plate that say can't knock the hustle on it. About to give me one. ride around and let people know I'm a barber. You know, every other trade, let them know what they do. You know, throw a barber pole in your window in the car, man. You'd be surprised the questions that the people ask you. You'd be surprised, you might get them two or three extra little clients. It's all marketing, it's all advertising. So, you know. Hey, man, there's something I just walked by. Something we've got here in Columbus. I don't know if it's in other cities or not, where they came up with this. It's a paper called the Slammer. It's a paper with nothing but people that have been arrested for various crimes here in Franklin County, Columbus, Ohio. I mean, this is it's bananas. Has crime gone that far to where people are making money off the news, making money off these people's crimes? This is a paper with nothing but criminals in it, publicizing the crime. So if you ain't seen somebody in a while, you don't have no idea where they at. It's right here in this paper. I mean, we got all type of drug possession, trafficking, weapons, forgery, theft, telephone harassment, menacing, tampering with evidence, theft, burglary, deadbeats. Domestic violence section. OMVI, good old drunk driving. Okay, other recent arrests. It's got everybody in here, man. Mature menaces. Man, this is crazy. And there are a couple people that I know that are in here. This is crazy. Well, there's also something else. Oh, snap, they got a Facebook page. The Spot Slammer has a Facebook page. So I guess you can go on the Facebook and find all these people's pictures. This is bananas. So it's gone that far where people are making money off the criminals. Wow. Because the paper does cost a dollar, so somebody's making money off of it. Wow. The celebrity lookalike page. You gotta be kidding me. People going around looking like celebrities committing crimes. Wow, this is crazy. Okay, we had this is a crazy one, man. crazy one. At an incident where a brother killed a 4-year-old boy. Killed him. I don't know what the little boy did, but the 30-year-old brother, if I remember correctly, he's 30 years old. It doesn't matter what that little boy did when his brother killed him. I mean, he said, beat him up. He smashed his head up against the wall. He was beating the boy so bad, and the boy was yelling so loud that the mother turned the music up. Yeah, she turned the music up and went in the other room so her other kids wouldn't hear it. So she doesn't really know what happened to her son. One thing is, it wasn't even his son. It was his stepson. So she left that child in the room with a man who wasn't even that child's father, where that man had access to do whatever on this earth that he wanted to do to that kid. And apparently he did, because the little boy died. Now here's some craziness about it. The little boy was 4. The little boy was in the custody of his grandmother since 2007. 3 years. So that means the mother lost custody of that boy right after he was born, let's say 6 months or so. And took the services actually returned that boy to the mother less than 6 weeks ago. So they returned him after 3 years, and now the little boy's dead. Wow. Why if she wasn't fit to have him all that time, is she fit to have him now? And I've also been informed that she also just had a brand new baby. Them two had a brand new baby within the last month. So now you have some kids that have no parents. That's crazy. Where's society gone, man? Where's society gone? All right, see what we got to call on the line. Let's see what we got on the line with us today. Welcome to the Barber Zone Blog Talk Show. Enter the Barber Zone. Who's this we got on the line with us today? Hello, caller. 804 area code. Are you there? All right. If you're there, join in on the show. Thank you for calling in. 843 area code. We got you on the line.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you, sir?
How you be, good brother?
I'm good, man. How are you?
All right, I'm great.
Good.
Yep.
I'm kind of coming in late on the topic. But it sounds as if you were talking about some type of child abuse or.
Oh, yeah. Basically, today, man, I just got done talking about the events that were upcoming, like the Barber International thing. And, you know, I just walked by. We got a publication here. I don't know if y'all have it down there, but it's called Slammer.
Okay,
and
yeah.
Do y'all have the Slammer, the little newspaper thing for the people that's in jail?
Yeah, that's the newspaper for all of the convicts and what they actually went to jail for.
Man, I'm just now seeing this, and I'm blown away. Like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah. It's a publication
with all that in it.
And they sell it.
Well, like I said, you're making money off these people.
Mm-hmm.
They sell it for a dollar. I mean, I've got one. Somebody bought one in the shop over the weekend. I'm just looking at it like, wow.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
It's the whole publication.
It's unbelievable.
Like, full-fledged. I was doing, you know, they got a celebrity look-alike section and Fight Club and Slammer Salon, Slammers and Tears. Man, it's just crazy. Sex cons. And see, that brought me on to, wow, this dude got his own section. Wow. That brought me on to a case that's going on here right now in Columbus where, see, I haven't even got to one of the crazy parts. Is this Columbia Gas guy? Hold on 1 second. Got on to the guy a guy that killed a 4-year-old.
Wow.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. Let me. How's it going, the guy?
Hey, public phone gas company.
Okay.
You're not affiliated with that place at all, then, are you?
What's that?
Carry out.
No, not at all.
I thought maybe the owners ran this place.
No. Why? What's going on?
Well, they closed because of the gas company. They want, why they're not using gas is the meter broke.
Oh no, they're closing down the drive-through.
Just closing down the drive-through. Man, I used to eat there about once every 2 weeks.
Hey, you know what? I'm dealing with something. I'm actually doing my talk show right now. But no. This is good because this is what I do. I do what goes on live in the barbershop. So, y'all, I'm standing here with the Columbia Gas of Ohio guy. So, you know what I mean, because I've said it before, Roderick. When you get here to Columbus, you'll see it. Where my shop is located, I'm located behind the drive-thru and the pizza shop.
Right.
Which was a great traffic keeper for the shop.
Absolutely.
But, you know, two things that go on. The lady that owns it, and this is for the Columbia Gas guy also. You know, everybody's not an owner. Everybody's not a boss.
Sure.
So the lady that owns it, she works somewhere for 20 years. Then she decided, I want my own business. So her husband bought the drive-thru at the pizza shop.
Mm-hmm.
She's had it for like years or so, and she just figured out that she's not a boss-type person. She, you know, she doesn't feel secure telling people what to do, and if you fire them, so she's going to close it down, sell it, and she wants to go back to work for, you know, a regular job.
Wow.
So,
Kim Compton,
mm-hmm.
His wife.
Yeah, Vicky wants to go back to work. So, Columbia Gas guy came and asked, you know, why is there no usage in the gas?
Right.
Because they've been closed for about 6 weeks, so that's the answer. They
Man, their pizza was great.
The pizza was, the food was excellent.
I know.
Food was excellent. The specials, the little conies, and the turkey and the meatloaf and all that.
Also with the post lady around here, you know.
Yeah, her buddy.
Yeah.
Mary Lee. Yes, sir. Mary Lee. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm an old South Sider myself, so I grew up over off of Augmont in Venice, so
mm-hmm.
with the man Franklin and everything.
Yeah. Don't worry.
40.
I grew up kind of in this way.
Okay.
104 was back in the 60s. And
when 104 wasn't there.
Right. And,
exactly.
We played baseball with Eddie Milner.
Yeah.
In the Milner.
So, you know, big old, the Gores.
I knew White. It was neat, man.
Over there off of Stanball, the Gore brothers, oh, they were just in here. They'd kill me if I remember their name. But they live right down the street from Eddie Milner because the ones with Eddie Milner now trying to get him to go back to Mayor Franklin to help the baseball program.
You know, Eddie played center field for the Reds.
Eddie played center field for the Reds, yeah.
Oh, man. I guarantee it. I played with him, or again, my brother did. He was older than me. Eddie's a couple years older than me. We
It feels right up the way. Hey, I'm an old student. I came from out of Fields also.
Yep. We all played baseball. Back
everything.
Back then, man, everybody, there was, man, you played ball. You go out in the house, man, your mom booed you out of the house.
Hey.
You ain't staying in the house playing video games.
No, you had to go outside and play.
Right. You ain't going to eat a whole bag of chips, get fat, and play a video game all. Them kids.
Roger, can you hear this?
Oh, man. Hey. That's personal now.
I know.
That ain't nothing to do with playing. Yeah,
I know.
That's true, man.
Yeah, that's
right. My old man, we played sports, man. I mean,
you had to play sports.
Right.
You had to.
I mean, man, you went out for the football season.
We played everything. We played everything.
I played everything.
And you know what? That's something I talked about on the show last week. Is we had to do things. Why was it? We had male role models in our neighborhood.
Right.
Even if your dad wasn't there, there was somebody that came and knocked on your door and said, "That boy is coming out and he's playing something."
Yep.
So now we don't have those guys in the neighborhood.
It's sad, isn't it?
That's what it is.
Man.
So come on back, man. Anytime.
Man, my name's Dean.
I'm Chavez. I'm the owner.
Good to you, man.
Yep.
Good luck to you, man.
Appreciate it.
Man, it's true, man. I got to watch high school ball. Herbie Williams.
Yeah. Herbie Williams. Right around the corner from
my 75 years. A lot of people, I'm gonna tell you, they don't know that this growth board. It was predominantly an all-white school. But, man, we had a couple black boys playing basketball team, and we were bad to the bone.
Yeah.
We had Lennon McKinley by 26 points.
Oh, yeah.
They not only came back and beat us, they came back and stomped us. Man, and now listen, they won the state that year.
Okay.
They won the state basketball tournament.
Oh, yeah.
You know who was on that team?
Who's that?
Buster Douglas.
And Buster Douglas played for Lyndon McKinley.
All right,
y'all. Y'all on the show. This is some brand new stuff here.
Napoleon Allen.
Okay.
Buster Douglas and Todd Penn.
Todd Penn
for Ohio State.
Todd Penn.
They won the state in basketball in 1975.
Y'all hear that? State basketball champions.
Buster
Ohio.
They never.
Lyndon McKinley, Todd Penn, and Buster. I knocked Mike Tyson's ass out, Douglas.
Yes.
Play for Lyndon McKinley basketball team.
For
hear that, Roderick?
Boxing. I have to say, I always watched him. Man,
Ali's always the greatest. Ali's always the greatest.
He was the greatest. Man,
oh, yeah.
Round shoulders, 6'4".
Oh, yeah.
But, man, when Buster knocked Tyson out. I think the whole state of Ohio.
We went crazy.
Man, was going crazy. I'll never forget, man.
We went crazy. He knocked him out and did it.
My younger brother's dead now, all right?
Yep.
But when Buster, you know, we was watching, and Buster peeled off his
robe.
His robe. Peeled off his robe. Me and my brother went,
that's
for real. He had the same weight, the same height,
and everything. Ali.
He did. You know that? He was about 6'3 and a half, almost 6'4, 232 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
What are you going to share with
him? Oh, no. I got somebody else on this line. Let me see what's up. Appreciate you, big guy. Hey, come on by anytime. Hey, welcome. Welcome to the Barber Zone Radio Show. Who's this I got on the line right here? Yeah, come on back, man.
All right, man.
All right. Calling from the 770. Who's this on the line right here with me?
What's going on? It's your boy, Mr. Taper. Barber's Only Magazine repping for my man, Chavez. What's up?
What's up, big guy? Man, doing this show, man.
Had to holler at you. See you doing your things. Good things. Showing Barber love to everybody.
Oh, yeah, appreciate it. Hey, y'all, this is my man on here, Barber's Only Magazine, man, Mr. Taper, Mr. Craig Logan. Thank you for coming on the show.
On.
You know, I've been trying to get him on the show for a minute. So
he's
still doing the magazine and all that. So, hey, take a minute before we get started, man. Take a minute. Let the people know who you are, what you do. See, I know what you do with the magazine and everything. Let them know what you do, how they can get hold to you and everything.
Oh, yeah, nah. I'm a little man. I'm trying to be like you, bro. That's all I'm trying to do. But for those who don't know, my man Chavez, he's been repping Barbers Only magazine since day one. It's been in the very, very first issue. We're talking 2003. And, you know, we always remember dudes that looked out for us from the beginning. You know what I mean?
Yes, so sir. Appreciate the love, man.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, no doubt. And you're doing your thing, so I got to give you a shout-out because you're out there grinding. I like to see barbers doing their thing no matter where you're from, what clique you represent. If you're a real barber, you should be able to come up to me and talk to me. But if you're a fake barber, then when we go to these shows, you feel a little funny when we walk by because I know y'all been talking grimy about me. And y'all don't want the New York to come out. I mean, believe me, you don't want that to happen. But it's all good. I got love for everybody. I just want to put that out there. If you're a real barber,
yes,
see me at these shows, chop it up with me. You know, I don't care who you repping, who's your clique. We all got something in common. But if you fake, keep hiding behind the curtains and all that. And fakeness comes out. Real barbers, they know who they are. But it's all good. That's why I had to show you some love, man. I like what you're doing. And like I said, for those who don't know, 03, Chavez has been doing his thing, at least as far as I know, repping bomb. So it's all good. What's going on with Barbers On? Where are we going to see y'all at next?
Man, we got a show here coming this month in April. The first one is going to be that Barbers International one.
Okay.
You know, I got some things here I'm working on here at the shop. So, you know, I'm going to be stuck around here. May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd here in Columbus, man. I don't know what your schedule look like.
Okay.
Take it. Come on down. It's going to be hot. You know, got the Barber International. They're going to have the conferences, you know, letting people know about how to get insurance.
Right.
And, so I'm going to be teaching the class on marketing your barbershop, diversifying your shop, some vendors coming in. Curtis Smith is going to be here with the exotic products.
Good.
We're going to Monday on tours of the National Barber Museum and the National Barber Hall of Fame.
Right.
That's something, you know, most people don't even know that we have a barber museum.
Right.
There's a Barber Museum that shows it from the beginning all the way to now.
Okay.
You know, if you can get here, man, that's going to be
May
hot.
1st, right?
May 1st. Now, one thing, okay. You got to get here one day early, April 30th.
Okay.
My birthday is April 29th. Now, night,
man.
April 30th, 10 to 2, I'm doing a Barber's Bowl Off.
Okay.
Instead of just having a meet and greet at the hotel, the stuffy joint.
Right.
And we going to the bowling alley. We're doing it 300 style. From the eighth.
Okay.
No, we're going to do it 300 style.
Okay.
I mean,
I got to do what I got to do to get out there because that sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's gonna be fun. You know, they got a barber competition going on, so
right.
You know, we gonna do it. Hey, if I gotta do it myself, I'm gonna show y'all a good time, Buckeye City style. You know.
Yeah. Hey.
You know, we was in Iowa. You know, we was in Iowa doing the thing. It was cold, but. So we gonna do it. You know, we gonna do it Buckeye City style. So you know. Barbers Only magazine, come on out, bring the cameras, you know, you, Vinny Barberino, the whole team, y'all come on down, man. It's going to be at the Embassy Suite Airport, so it's right around the corner from the airport, so everything we're trying to do is be, like, centrally located, so it ain't going to be no jumping all over, all across the city. So,
Well, I can't make any promises, but I will definitely try my best.
Oh, yeah. I know you got the crazy schedule. Hey, Craig, do this for me. Since you know more about the schedule of the shows that's going on. Mm-hmm. Why don't you, give a few dates? You know, I might even have to just jump on your website real quick. For all y'all don't know, check out his website, barbersonlymagazine.com.
Right.
Again, barbersonlymagazine.com. Check it out. Got all the information you need on the upcoming shows, you know, the products, the barber love, you know, check out the gallery, all of that. So, man, let us know some of the shows that's coming up where we can find Barbers Only Magazine at. You know, they know they can find me at, and where we going to find you at.
Well, we will be, our next big show is going to be the, let's see. I know we'll be in Chicago three times this year. So we'll be at the America's Beauty Show March 27th. And then we go back April the 24th for the Proud Lady Show. But it's a lot of shows. But the very next show we will be at will be the America's Beauty Show. And that's March 27th, which is this weekend. So we'll be, arriving out there early Sunday. So all my Chicago barbers, holler at us. And we'll chop it up.
For the Chicago barbers.
Cold in Chicago. I don't really do cold weather anymore.
It should be kind of warming up a little bit. It should be kind of warming up. Let them know about your show, man. I mean, I ain't the only one with a show that's with the barber game. You know, he got one too. Let them know.
Got a little show. It comes on Tuesdays at 10, blogtalkradio.com/barbersonlymagazine. Just a little show telling people about things that's going on with Bomb and things we're trying to do in the industry. But check us out. But, yeah, I just wanted to definitely show my man Chavez some love. You're doing your thing. So I don't want to take up too much time before all the barbers out there. Check out my man. Barber's Own, they doing big things. All right?
Appreciate you. Hey, before you leave, man, I got to say this, man. I ain't going to rub it in. When I say this, can I get it back for the way we did y'all last night? When I say, oh, wait, can I get a...
I did your thing.
After I say, oh, wait, you know what comes after
that. Yeah, y'all did your thing. I got to give it to y'all. Y'all been playing. Y'all definitely been playing. You know, my team got knocked out the first round, Georgetown, so I can't even say nothing. But
no, that's what I'm saying. Can I say it again? Give me an O. Ohio was in the building. We doing our thing in the tournament. The Ohio Bobcats.
They
put Georgetown out. You know, we got knocked out the next round, but nobody ever expected the Ohio Bobcats, big up to them, do their thing that. You know, Buckeye City, Ohio State Buckeyes, Evan Turner and Blair and all, you know, all them cats doing it big in the Sweet 16. We have to take it out on the tag, but, you know.
They up next. Well, you know, we get a lot of talk about Ohio in the shop because we got a Cincinnati barber in the shop. And he lets everybody know how Ohio does it. So I already know. I've been hearing it all week. All week. So, one love, man. Appreciate you letting me come on the show.
Man. And once again, my man Craig Logan, Mr. Taper, Barber's Only Magazine, man. I appreciate you, man. Barber love to you, man.
No problem. You too, bro. Take care.
Peace. All right. Now, that was a little surprise guest right there. You know, look like we got my man Roderick back on the line. Let me see if we got him back. Roderick, is that you? We got you back on the line, Big Daddy?
Yeah, I'm back like I never left.
Okay, there it is.
Back like I never left.
Yeah. Hey, but the guy that just came in when he was on the line at first, he was a Columbia Gas guy, man. You know, from Columbia Gas, our gas supplier here. And the drive-through and the pizza shop that's in front of the shop is it's closed down.
Right.
So they ain't using no gas, they ain't using no electric. So I guess his job is to come and find out, like, yo, is the meter broke? Why we ain't got no reading on y'all in the last 6 weeks?
Right.
So I had to tell him, nah, they for real, they closed down. So come to find out, I don't know if you heard it, this dude went to school, you know, with the owner, you know, the guy that owns it, and, you know, was talking about how you know, when we was youngsters, you couldn't, you know, you couldn't just sit in the house all summer. You wasn't sitting in the house playing no video games or nothing. You had to be outside being active.
Right.
So he went on to say, you know, he was, I got a picture of Ali up in here. He's like, oh, yeah, Ali. Then he was like, hey, I don't know if you know, you know, he's talking about the Man Franklin basketball team. He said, back in 75, the Linda you know, we played Linda McKinley. They was beating us by, you know, we was beating them by 26. And they came back
right.
and blew us out. He said, but who was on that who was on that team was a brother named Ty Penn and also Mr. James Buster Douglas was on the 1975
right.
Linda McKinley High School basketball, state basketball winning team. So
right.
that dude went from winning the state in basketball to knocking Mike Tyson out. And see, that was something, you know, that was something I didn't know. You know, about Buster. See,
right.
I just let everybody know is, you know, you never know the people you talk to what information they got. Because this was a white guy. This was an older white dude.
Right.
And, you know, really, really in the street, I wouldn't holler at him and he wouldn't holler at me.
Exactly.
But since he came where? He came in the good old equalizer. He came in the barbershop.
Right.
He saw something hanging in the shop, you know, about Ali. He's like, boom, hey, I can talk. I feel free.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just funny, man. How you come to
diversity.
There it is.
Diversity.
Come out, you know, all day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's up, man. I was just calling. I know that you've been covering a lot of topics today, but I just and I know that you've probably heard the announcement about our collaborative effort in the Barber's Bowl off. You know, I'm a strong Andis supporter. Go Andis or go home. And we are actually doing something for the Barber's Bowl off. Andis will have their own specialized team of tactical killers, bowling killers, that is.
Sure.
And right now we have three spots already filled. It's going to be Ivan Zoot, myself, and the sales manager for that area, Diana, but we're looking to fill three open spots for the Andis team. If anybody's interested on being on the Andis bowling team, go hard or go home, go Andis, you need to go on Facebook and post something on Ivan Zoot's page or on the Andis Facebook page as to why you should be a member of the elite bowling team for the Barber's Bowl.
Hey, yeah, you know what? I said something about that earlier, that it's going to be an Andis team with, you know, Ivan. I even mentioned that she was on there. I didn't know Diane was on there. But, yeah,
yep.
I did see that on there this morning. And I even put it out there for the winning team will receive a set of detachable blade set.
Yes, it's actually going to be.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's actually going to be the new Andis 2¾ blade. It's between the 2 and the 3. For all of the barber listeners out there, very very expensive piece of equipment and also very versatile. When it comes down to, you know, those of us who do use the detachable blade system, the BGRVs, which are awesome, the five variable speeds, as well as the BGRCs, and, you know, also Andis detachable blade blades actually work with the others, quote unquote, as well. So,
maroon one.
Yeah, the maroon one. So, yeah, we're going to have a good time, man, and we're going to be decked out, and we're going to go hard, definitely.
Okay, okay. So y'all heard that. If you want to get on, you know, that other team, get on that Andrews team.
Right.
You know, I'm putting together the Barbazon team. The Barbazon team is going to be in the building, you know. So
we're going to have us a few ringers too now.
So if you're out there and you bowling, come to the Barbers Bowl Off. Put your team together, because I'm gonna put this little note on the Facebook thing, you know, the whole update with the Andrews team, and you know, put your team together, bring your shop, bring your city, bring whatever, but you know, we coming, and it's going down. It's gonna be a couple little side wages and all that going on, you know. We barbers, it's barber love and everything, but we also competitors, you know. We talk about
absolutely. Little.
You know, put the Clippers up, dog. Put your Clippers up. You know,
exactly.
Go. So we gonna have some fun, man. It's gonna be great. I'm working on. I got to put a street team together because I can't do it myself. Hit up all these barbershops, man, so we can get everybody out. Let them know about the, you know, the whole Barber International weekend. So
yeah,
it's gonna be,
and there's actually a couple of other events. That we got coming up soon, both myself and Ivan Zoot. On April 14th, 2010, Ivan Zoot is coming into the Carolinas to do a specialized class for this prototype project that we're working on called the Andrews Academy on the Road. He's actually going to start with my school, personally, Profile Barber Institute, and we're going to do two sessions, man. The first session will be technical clipper cutting using some of the brand new Andrews tools that came out for 2010. And the second portion of the day will be a business building class. Ivan has actually become a very, very keen expert on building your barber business, not just your barber business, but business, you know, all the way through. We got that coming up, and if anybody needs any tickets or any more information, you can go to profilecorporate.blogspot.com or hit me up on the Facebook, Roderick Samuels. The America Show is next week, this weekend in Chicago. My man Tone McGill, North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina, in the house, representing the Andrews team.
Yes, sir.
And also one of our new educators, Jeremy Knott. I don't know if anybody's very familiar with him, but he is a very, very intricate design master. You've probably seen him on a couple of YouTubes. He's from Long Beach, real awesome kid. And of course, the Phil Jackson of the Andrews team, Ivan Zoot, they'll be doing their thing this weekend at the America Show in Chicago. So if you're in that area, definitely go out, check it out. We're going to have brand new Andrews tools at the event in Charleston, South Carolina, as well as the America Show in Chicago. So, you know, it's definitely something you don't want to miss. Step your game up. You know, all the other clippers may be in the house, but Andrews is in the shop.
Andrews is in the shop.
Andrews is
now,
in the shop.
Okay. Now, y'all bringing all that to Columbus, right? Y'all bringing all the new clippers.
Yeah.
Everything, Columbus, right?
Yeah. Actually, Ivan and I will be doing a class together on that weekend. I'm actually going to be doing a class called The Corporate Cut, and Ivan's going to be doing a class where he's doing some really neat things with the new BGRV clippers. So we're definitely going to rock the classroom. We're going to rock the stage. I'm actually introducing a new component of one of my businesses, Profile Corporate. If anybody's looking to start their own school, whether it be barber or cosmetology, I'm giving a small seminar on that, on how to get signed up. And my company, we actually handle the funding, helping you find real estate, and also we give you the licensing agreement to the Profile Barber Institute name. So it's going to be awesome, man. A lot of new introductions to some things. And, you know, my platform is always education. It's not an option anymore for barbers and stylists. It's a must. So if you're looking to open up your own school or start your own school, definitely look for Profile Corporate at Barbers International, May 1st through the 3rd.
There it is. Hey, that's one class I'm going to be in. That's what I'm looking to do. I that's the one thing I like about you, man. You got your own school started. Cause that's one thing that we need here.
Now, absolutely.
All right, barber school we got here, when we went through, was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, excellent. You know, as far as the instructors that we had, you know, Mr. Shadwick, this is a big, giant white dude, man. Could barely talk, big as hell, but you look at him, you wouldn't think he could cut, man, but this dude cut everything walking.
Right.
He was cutting, he cutting the razor over comb, making the razor sing. It's going, we like, whoa, this big white dude. the other, Mr. Mack, you know, my man beat early, you know, other people, great.
Right.
We had 60 people in school.
Wow.
Right? 40, we had 40, there was 40 booths. 40,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, 3 stations. 40 people on the floor, 20 people in class.
Wow.
Rotate a little bit. Okay. Now, there is in this same exact school, same exact number of stations, same exact classroom, there is 130 students.
Mm-hmm.
4 instructors.
Wow.
There are 3 people to a station. Now, the owner of the school, his office used to be in the school.
Right.
Now, he's got a corporate office somewhere way out in almost Dublin where he lives. He never comes to the school.
Mm.
So he doesn't know the conditions at a school, really. But he's got 130 students. How in the world do they get time to practice their craft? How do they get to? They don't even get to cut because he's done. Mm. He hasn't done any more advertising to get more people to come to the barber school.
Right.
So you know now you know when we was in school, you know it was, you know we learned something that the old barbers know. It's called barber patience.
Mm-hmm.
See, Mr. Shadwick made us, if you wasn't cutting, you were sitting on your stool behind your chair.
That's right.
I want you at your station at all times because the barbershop is not always going to be busy.
That's right.
It's going to be downtime. You have to be able to sit in the barbershop and be constructive, come up with some new flyers. Nowadays, jump on the Internet, make an update on your Facebook or something like that. You can
That's
take
right.
that time to be productive. But now,
you know what? That goes with the old saying, if you're not earning, then you're learning.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I make sure that my students are doing something at all times. If you don't have a client in your chair, whatever the case may be, you got your textbook out, you're on a computer taking practice tests, you're studying for your state board, you got a mannequin or whatever the case may be, you're doing team studies, whatever the case may be. If you're not learning, you're earning. Yeah, you got
doing something.
Well, you know, Chavez, back in the days. Yeah, but you know, back in the days, you know, our parents, you know what I mean? They wasn't having, you know, you just doing nothing, just sitting around. You know, my grandmother used to always say, an idle mind is a dangerous thing.
Idle mind, what is that?
Devil's workshop.
Idle mind is the devil's workshop.
That's right. That's right. See, I knew he was cut from the same cloth.
Yeah. The idle mind is the devil. That's like the Columbia Gas guys in here. He said, man, we didn't get to sit around and do nothing. He said, you had to do something. So now, but these young barbers, man, I done been through some barbers that they come in the shop. If ain't nothing going on right there,
they'll leave.
Because that's what they have in school. If they have no option. I don't blame it on them. They have no option. If there's 3 people at one station, once you get your haircut, if that next person has a haircut, you're SOL. So what are you going to do? There's 129 other students. That means and they don't have additional tools. They don't have computers in there where they can sit and get on the computer. So you'll go in the classroom. Duh, I just came out of the classroom.
Right.
So what am I going to do? I'm going to go stand out front with the rest of the other hundreds, you know, with the extra other 40 people that can't get to a station, that can't get in the classroom, that have nothing else to do. So now they sitting around doing 1,800 hours of nothing.
Wow.
They come in the shop and can't stand it. If it ain't busy right now, they're out.
That's right.
So, but then as soon as another thing they didn't learn is an unwritten rule. As soon as you leave, somebody's gonna come.
That's right.
As soon as they leave up out the gate and make that left, going down the street, somebody else is coming in the other way.
That's right. You're absolutely right.
You learned the barber patience. If you learned it, just wait, man. Somebody's going to come in.
I remember when I first started cutting in the shop, there would be, coming in, I thought I was nice. You know what I'm saying? And, man, there were weeks, days where I would sit and I may cut one head, you know. But as time, when people, you know, and that's the thing about students, they really don't understand that, you know, you have to have a certain level of patience. And just when you think that nobody's coming, here comes a drone, you know. And that's what's so good about our industry and being in the barber profession. It's recession proof. We may not make $200-$300 a day sometimes, but you know, we're always gonna make something. If somebody come in and they can't afford a haircut, they'll get a lineup. If somebody come in and they can't afford a lineup, they'll get a beard trim. If somebody come in and they can't get a beard trim, they'll get a mustache trim. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, they're going to get something.
Yeah. Hey, because, you know, a couple of young guys come in here and they say, man, why y'all ain't always here trying to get some money? I mean, because they want to play Madden. I'm like, hey, it costs $10 to play. We bet $10 in here. Or if they want to do something, I'm like, hey, man, that's going to cost you $5. Man, you always trying to get money. I said, you know what? That's what the barbershop is for. It's for getting money and giving out good information. We going to give y'all good information and a good haircut, but y'all got to give us money.
That's
right.
That's
what this place is for. When you get up out there, they be like, man, I want to sit in the chair. Nah, you can't sit in that chair, partner.
Mm-mm.
Barber chair, when you rise up from there, you got to reach in your pocket.
Yeah, your time is up.
When you get out this chair, you got to pay something. So
that's right.
If you ain't paying nothing, you can't sit here. Because you messing up making money. Oh, man, I feel you. Yeah, that's what. When I walk in the barbershop, my whole thing is when people walk in the door, they got to leave me with some type of currency.
Something.
You got to leave me with something.
Something. You know, and it's so funny. You know, when a lot of times, you know, when we have clients come in, so students can work on them on the clinic floor and stuff like that. You know, people are so slick. You know what I mean? First and foremost, you're only paying $7 for the haircut. Okay?
Exactly.
But then you're gonna, you know, they want to say, well, hey, well, you know, well, you can shape up my beard. Can you go ahead and just trim my beard? And I tell my students that all the time. I said, listen, don't do these people any kind of favors. You are here to practice. To practice to make money, practicing to be a professional. So you mean to tell me when you get in your own shop and somebody comes in and say, hey, you know what, I want a whole haircut for $20, but then I want you to do my beard, my mustache, and also give me a facial, you're still going to do it for that same $20? No. Don't cheat yourself. And guess what? As the owner of the school, don't cheat me. Product
exactly.
costs money. You know what I'm saying? Product costs money. You know, so.
Yeah, can you just do this? Can you just do that? Can you? Yeah, it's going to cost you extra $5, extra $7. Oh, man, you can't just hook me up? All right, let me ask you this question. When you go to McDonald's, if you order a hamburger, is it the same price as if you get a cheeseburger? No, why? Because you got cheese on it. You got to
exactly.
Make
sure you get a little extra,
right? Hey, just like, you know what?
And it's always us. It's always the barbers and the stylists that people try to get over on. You know, when the light bill comes, you don't call the light company and say, hey, you know what, can I get my lights this past month for $200 instead of the $4 that's on the bill?
Yeah. Hey, and that's what I tell people. I say, hey, you know what? Oh, man, you can do that because you're my people. I say, hey, when I go pay that AEP bill, I can't go and say, hey, man, ain't y'all my people, right?
Yeah, exactly. I've been with y'all for years.
I've been with y'all, man. All this money I spend with y'all, you mean y'all can't give me a break? No, ain't no break like that. This is you got to separate two different things: business and boyism.
Exactly.
Boyism. That's my boy. Yeah, we boys. Yeah. But when you get out this barber chair, that's business.
That's right.
I still got love for you. You my dude. But
that's right,
that
man.
Deal, you know, hey. Yep. So, man, it was great. Right, we're going to get up off of here.
Yeah, man.
So we're going to sign it off. But y'all be sure to come to Columbus, Ohio. This like the first time we having something like this here in Columbus. You know, I've always said, y'all overlook Columbus. So, y'all, it's coming to Columbus. Let's come out, have a great time with Barber International. They're going to bring us some great information, competition, classes. We're going to do the bowling thing. We're going to do the tours. You know, Roger could be here dropping his information. You can meet him face-to-face. You know, Ivan Zood will be here. We'll have, you know, the Cloak and Cape people. The whole
Robert
team will be here. Yeah, Robert will be here. Curtis Smith with the Exotic Products. We'll have got a brother coming with the Organic Root Stimulator. You know, we're going to see if we can get my man Craig and them from Barbers Only Magazine here. You know, it's going to be a lot of people coming. You know, it's showing 78, almost 80 people signed up for the bowling thing. So, you know, that's a start right there. So come on out to Columbus, Ohio. Kick it with your boy Chavez in the Barber Zone for my birthday. Bring your golf clubs because you come in early on Thursday, man. Setting it up for all the golfers. Bring your clubs. We're going to the airport golf course, which is like right around the corner from the hotel. So we're going to get it in. Barber love, all of that. Be sure to check out the website. Hit me up on Facebook. Hit my man Roderick and the Profile Institute up on Facebook. You know, meet Barberzone, ZezMoman.com, Barberzone.org. You know, peace and love. Thank you for entering the Barberzone. Barber love, and we out. Peace to you, Roderick.
All right, man.
Right.